This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, on broadcast.
The conservative world is all a flutter because of the Mueller report. Welcome, everybody. My name is Dieter. I'm sitting in for Kevin Jackson.
Just kidding. Kevin Jackson here. Glad you guys are with me. KJRadio.com. The world is a flutter, the conservative world. The Democrats' world is crashing. Armageddon, the 2014 or whatever the movie where the world was going to end because the Mayans predicted it. That's what's happening with the Democrats. It's ugly over there. Oh, yeah, it is Hillary Clinton, Whoopi Goldberg, Rosie O'Donnell, Joy Behar, ugly. You get what I'm saying? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I go too far? One too many? No, four too many. Okay, right, four too many. Yeah, ugly world over on the Democrat side. They wake up every morning going, what next? What is that guy going to do to us, man? What's he going to do? Is he going to put more money in our portfolios? What's going on with that man? Yeah, Donald Trump giving him the blues. And then we find out, uh-oh, his chances have improved for 2020. This is from The Hill. President Trump got a shot in the arm from his reelection campaign with the release of the Mueller report's core findings. Democrats had hoped the president would be badly wounded by Mueller. They were cheering that the president colluded with Russia. Can you believe? I mean, think about that. Let's hope that our president really colluded with Russia and that Russia's been pulling the strings in America. Let's hope for that. But Mueller did not establish any such collusion took place after issuing more than 2,800 subpoenas during a 22-month investigation that involved 40 FBI agents. Some Trump critics are holding out that damaging information will yet come to light. Let's call them trombone players with pagers, okay? And either in the full Mueller report or through separate investigations. Good, go for it. But other Democrat strategists insist the party needs to rethink its angle of attack. Think about this. They're attacking him. They're not. Think about it. What are you attacking? They're attacking policies that work. It would be different. Like, for example, we attacked Obamacare. We attacked Obama's treatment of the Gitmo people, letting them go free. We attacked Obama for his tax policy where he was taxing the heck out of us and raising the budget deficit and not doing anything to curb spending, growing the size of government. We attacked him for policy issues and proved in the first 4 years, and he says I should be able to balance the budget, and he couldn't. We proved that he was wrong, and we were right to attack his policies. Donald Trump has proven to be right on trade, right? Trade and tariffs, which to me are the same thing, but he's been proven to be right on the economy, right on the tax policies, etc. And they're still planning a new angle of attack. Wow. Beating the Mueller drum, they write, is not going to work unless there is new information. Guess what, folks? There is no new information. Adam Schiff claims there is. Here's Fox News' Shannon Bream talking about it, and Jessica Tarloff makes a comment.
I want to play something from Adam Schiff, who is now Congressman, Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Democrat. Here's what he said back in 2017.
I can tell you that the case is more than that, and I can't go into the particulars, but there is more than circumstantial evidence. I don't want to go into specifics, but I will say that there is evidence that is not circumstantial and is very much worthy of investigation.
Okay, the investigation is over. Democrats have praised Mueller on the front end, so Jessica, now will they accept the findings when it comes to collusion?
I think once everyone sees the full report that the findings will be accepted there, but I have heard from a number of Democrats, and I support them in this, that people who did say that they have evidence of collusion should present it. We're obviously not privy to everything Adam Schiff has seen, though I imagine Bob Mueller was, and then some. But Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell, et cetera, they should present that evidence to the American people. I want as much information out there as possible.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So, We have Schiff saying, I have evidence. They're asking for the special counsel to present his evidence. I say this, America, demand Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell and Jerry Nadler and all of them produce their evidence. These guys have been making, in my opinion, what would be a slanderous statements about the president. Produce your evidence. They're running around here.
Well, we want to see what Mueller better produce it.
No, you have evidence. You've been bragging about it. You've been on TV talking about what you have against this man. Robert Mueller had, as she is a Tarloff, by the way, she's a Democrat strategist. So as what this Democrat strategist says is you've had access to everything, which we know this, over the last 22 months. I've talked about this incessantly. The Democrats had Democrat people, pro-Hillary, anti-Trump, dyed-in-the-wool leftists on that team. And if you don't think they were getting fed information, you're crazy. So here they have all this information. Supposedly they got,
oh, there's more coming. It's more salacious.
And it was nothing. And all they were doing was charging up their base. As far as I'm concerned, those lies should be made to pay for. Now, here's the deal about Congress. They wrote out your ability to prosecute them when they lie to you. Yeah, the Congress said it back in their infinite wisdom a while back, listen, if we lie to the public, it's okay. Can you believe that? So here we are, you know, with all these guys talking about, so Donald Trump's chances, they say, have improved because of this. And the first thing I saw when I saw this report, Mueller's findings boost Trump's 2020 hopes, I was like, okay, great. It boosted him, but he didn't need this. Donald Trump didn't need the Mueller report to boost this. The Mueller report was going to be what it is, period. It could have dragged on another 2 years. Donald Trump's going to win in 2020 because this country finally has some sanity. And a friend of mine, he's in the military, an acquaintance, a young black man. I hope I can do more for his career. But he sent me a note, and he had written about it. It was a bit of a rehash, and I said, listen, rewrite this, because he essentially told how the left lost it, very creatively too. It was a good article, but it was a rehash. And I told him, I said, you touched on something that was very interesting to me. You touched on Donald Trump talking about Russian collusion, which of course didn't happen, but him eventually winning, and then he made the comment, lock her up. Remember when people were like, lock her up? And I thought to myself, if the left want to look at any cautionary tale here, understand that Donald Trump saying, lock her up. Remember in the debate when he says, if it were up to me, I'd have you in prison or have you in jail. I think that is the most prophetic thing that if you want to go back at some point and look at what's going on with Donald Trump, he's predicting the outcome for Hillary Clinton. I know there are people out there who go, Kevin, you're still dreaming. I don't wish Hillary Clinton to go to prison, but I think she will.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You guys remember when I did the show? I said, bad day, bad week, bad year. Or something along those lines. And I said, that's what it was going to be for the leftists. And I don't remember what happened that day, but it was a bad day for them. I don't remember what happened that week, but I guarantee it was a bad week for them. I don't know what happened. I mean, I do know what's happened this year, 2019. And I told you, I said, it will be a bad year for leftists. And maybe I said bad week, bad year, bad decade. But it's going to be bad. Michael Avenatti arrested because he's trying to extort Nike. Hey, I don't care. I don't care if he extorts Nike. But what I do love about it is that you've got this social justice warrior company and you've got this social justice warrior attorney, both purely leftist in their thought processes, attacking one another. And you want to know what's happening right now, folks, inside of the Democratic Party that you can't see? If you were a fly on the wall, you would watch the carnage and just wonder to yourself, how could it be so brutal? When did anything get so bloody? Have you seen any war scene from like Braveheart or what's that movie, Gladiator? Have you seen those war scenes where these guys are chopping off each other's legs and the blood is flowing? It looks like a Boy Scout camp out compared to what's going on inside the Democratic Party. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. this gentleman, I don't know who wrote it, but it was an interesting article. He says, it's not often I, like most of America, make a point to watch MSNBC or CNN. If I want to know what leftists are thinking, I just imagine something so incredibly insane that there's no way an educated adult would actually believe it. Then double it, and I'm there. But Friday night was an exception. I had to see how they responded to the news of Mueller's report submission to the AG and no further indictments coming. It was glorious. That's just the beginning. He had me at hello, okay? When he said, just imagine the most insane thing you can think in your own brain and double it, I knew he understood the left. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. He says, you rarely get to watch someone have to choke down a crap sandwich of their own making in front of the people they've been force-feeding for years. But that was Friday night on cable news. Rachel Maddow teared up. Don Lemon, working both of his brain cells to the limit, wondered if President Trump not sitting down for an interview with Mueller, quote, saved him. Then he brought on Dan Rather to discuss. I'm not making this up, he says. Everyone on those two channels should have been apologetic, gaslighting the country for 2 years before having the curtain ripped back so thoroughly. They should have been met with some humility. They should have been begging their audience for forgiveness. They were not. Hilariously, these knuckle-dragging buffoons tried to play the "we have to wait and see what's in the report" card. Suddenly, pragmatism and a desire to avoid speculation became the order of the day, which I'm going to stop there for just a second and tell you. Is that what they did with Jussie Smollett? Was it pragmatic? Let's wait and see really what the evidence develops? No, they just believe this clown. But anything on our side, that anything that goes against them, then suddenly, you know,
hold on a second, we've got to wait.
You know, you get what I'm saying? I mean, with Jussie Smollett, they completely agreed with him. Then, when Jussie gets found out,
we got to wait and see.
That's what happens with them. We got to wait and see. He says, it was that the people who hear dog whistles and everything a Republican says have been deaf to their own voices for 2 years. Elected Democrats, led by Congressman Adam Schiff for brains, insisted the entire report be released against the Justice Department rules, and more importantly, without acknowledging they'd sworn to the public they personally see evidence of corruption. See, they'd seen it, rather. Now, I talked about this earlier. I said, where's Schiff's evidence? Why are nobody making demands of everything he's been talking about? He's the one that says he's got all this evidence. Produce it. He says, normally this would have been a devastating blow to the elected Democrats. But what journalists would have them back on television after they'd been exposed as straight up lying every time they'd been on the shows? Luckily for them, there aren't any journalists left in the media. Chip was on MSNBC. Not one single clip of his previous pronouncements was even alluded to, let alone played. Fox News played some. There were too many to play them all. But these people wouldn't go near Fox News. Surely they won't get in the same zip code as Fox now. Democrats scrambled, calling a 3 p.m. press conference for Saturday on how to coordinate their messaging in the wake of the Mueller report, contradicting everything they'd been saying. It's likely there were feverish focus grouping beforehand, hunting for the best way to convince an angry mob that even though everything they'd been promised wasn't really so, it doesn't matter somehow. Oh, to have been a fly on the wall there. What did I say to you guys? See, this is why I don't read other people's stuff beforehand, because I'm already there. You know what I'm saying? I told you, the Democrats are scrambling. Right now, if you think they were scrambling on Friday night to Saturday morning, trust me, they are scrambling right now. They are trying to obstruct the idea that a special counsel gets called. And they better. Lindsey Graham is already saying it. He's calling for a special counsel.
Well, what I want to do is see if he'll appoint a special counsel. I fully realize that the oversight role of the committee is legitimate, but we're Republicans. They're Democrats. I'd like to find somebody like a Mr. Mueller that could look into what happened with the FISA warrant, what happened with the counterintelligence investigation. Am I right to be concerned? Seems pretty bad on its face. But somebody like a Mr. Mueller to look at that, so that if nobody else, those who believe that the FBI and the Department of Justice were playing politics, that they wanted Clinton to win and Trump to lose, that somebody can satisfy them that that was looked at. there's some people who are never going to accept the Mueller report, what I say or what Mr. Barr does. But by any reasonable standard, Mr. Mueller thoroughly investigated the Trump campaign. You cannot say that about the other side of the story.
In other words, America, this ain't going away. Now, in retrospect, looking back on Mueller, as much as I'm pretty pissed that he didn't investigate the Democrats, if his role was I'm supposed to investigate Trump collusion, then that would be the end of his purview. However, Lindsey Graham is right, and America deserves to know, how did this farce get started? Why are we out of millions of dollars and we still don't have anything to show for it? Because we know that we spent millions of dollars over a fake news report, over a fake dossier that was being presented by people that call themselves our representatives, people that we are supposedly going to trust, like Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and Swalwell and others. So if they claim they have this evidence, I want to know where it is. And I want a special counsel that looks it with the same level of and has the same latitude as Robert Mueller had to look at the Democrats. And if let me tell you, what a scary prospect for the Democrats. What a if I were them, that would be I told you. Look, let me just stop there. Bad year for the Democrats. Bad year for the Democrats. Oh, it's going to get ugly. And I'm glad we're a witness to this because, you know, we've got to believe in something. We've got to believe that our country can function without worrying about its citizens if we can get railroaded. Look, if we do something wrong, I think most of us are willing to pay the price for it. But what I'm not willing to do is pay the price for something because somebody's got a political agenda. And we watch that unfold more when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jake Patterson is pleading guilty to kidnapping 13-year-old Jamie Kloss and murdering her parents. In a court today in Barron County, Wisconsin, the 21-year-old entered his plea after being charged with two counts of intentional homicide and one count of kidnapping and armed burglary. Patterson is looking at life in prison in Wisconsin, as Wisconsin does not have the death penalty. President Trump has a message for Russia. Get out of Venezuela. Russia has sent military planes, troops, and equipment to Venezuela to help embattle President Nicolas Maduro. President Trump says there's a lot of starving people in the South American nation.
We are with Venezuela. We are with
your husband, as you know, what's happening there should not happen and be allowed to happen anywhere. So we're with you 100%.
The president and vice president were meeting with opposition leader Juan Guaido's wife today at the White House. This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
After 2 years of saturation media coverage, analysis, speculation, and doomsday predictions, the Robert Mueller investigation is over. And when the special counsel's report was delivered to Attorney General Bill Barr at 5 o'clock Friday, journalists knew virtually nothing other than a senior Justice Department official soon telling reporters Mueller would bring no further indictments. But that didn't slow down the nonstop chatter.
Manafort, Cohen, Flynn, Papadopoulos, Gates, Van der Zwan, Pinedo, Kalimnik, Stone. If this was a witch hunt, it's the most successful witch hunt in American history.
The president is certainly going to be in a position to declare victory, probably, it looks like, this weekend.
Why was there never an interrogation of this president? How can they let Trump off the hook?
To say that somehow this clears the president seems like the height of rushing to judgment.
The biggest question now is Trump compromised by the Russians? Because there's really nothing else that logically explains his behavior, his deference towards Vladimir Putin.
There could be information in there that may well be negative information for the president, may not put him and his campaign in a very positive light.
The people on TV have been lying to you. They'll deny it now. They'll tell you this was always about Trump's taxes or some foreign real estate deal or hush money he paid to a girlfriend. That's a crock.
Welcome back, folks. Post-meltdown after the Mueller report was released, and it's been a few days. We've had some time to digest it, and I was reading from an article in the previous segment, a guy who's really nailed it, who understands where we're at, and here's where we want to pick up. He says, the Democrats now have their talking points. Journalists, he uses his finger quotes, have been briefed and are on the same page, and will start their week as if Friday didn't happen. But it did happen. No matter how far the goalposts get moved, nothing is going to change that. And it's funny because I tell you guys all the time, the Democrats change the game no matter what. You think, okay, we understand the new rules, right? And the Democrats go, I don't care what the new rules are. If we say that when the Mueller report's released, it's going to kill Trump, and it doesn't kill Trump, then we say, oh, there's more to it. Mueller didn't get there. It wasn't deep enough. He didn't go far enough. He writes, in a possible preview, blogger for Esquire and CNN personality Ryan Liza, whatever, was fired from the New Yorker for, quote, improper sexual conduct, tweeted Friday, whispers, Mueller was always a sideshow. The real action is in New York. 2 years, tens of millions of dollars, no limit on what he could look into. Coming up empty is not enough for leftists. They now turn their longing gaze north to New York, not just the Southern District. The state's new attorney general, Letitia James, promised the liberal mob she will, quote, use every area of the law to investigate President Trump and his business transactions and that of his family as well. It's not often an elected official announces they will employ the Soviet tactic of investigating to see if they can find a crime rather than investigate when a crime has been reported. But these aren't normal people. In fact, these aren't even good people. Friday night was fun, like watching an obnoxious kid wrestle with discovering the truth about Santa. but it was just one day. Liberals will choke down their crap sandwich, brush their teeth, get right back to work on attempting to undo the 2016 election. They'll do it with the media on their side, zero shame or sense of decency. By the way, I want to be very clear with this as well. If you're looking for decency on the left, it doesn't exist. If we want something to bring leftists over to the right, that's all you have to do is appeal to their sense of decency. Because the ones who have it, who have the gene for it, and most of them don't, by the way. They're like monkeys. They're only 98% human or whatever that percentage is. But that little bit that they're missing means that they're worse than monkeys, okay? But there are a few of them that have the gene that can become human. And those are the ones you want to attract and bring over. The rest of them, leave them in the jungle or put them in zoos. Because that's all they're good for. He goes on to write, this is how they win. They play the long game. Don't let anything stand in the way of their goals. And he's so right. And he goes on to say this, if Republicans don't learn to counter, to fight the way that they do, to beat them until they don't have the energy to cry for mercy, every GOP victory will be temporary. Friday was glorious, but it's not Friday anymore. Our opponents are not done. We shouldn't be either. Bum, 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 bum. The guy couldn't be more right about this. You've got to, I mean, there is no way you let up. Look, I'm just going to use me as an example. I'm not telling you to be this way. I'm not telling you to train your kids this way, even though I've trained mine this way. If you fight me, first of all, I don't want to fight. But if you decide I'm going to engage Kevin Jackson in some sort of a verbal or physical altercation, before God, I'm going to destroy you. And if it's verbally, you want to attack, I'm going to come over harder. You attack harder, I'm going to come over harder. And as he said, I'm going to beat you until you don't have the energy to cry for mercy. I'll give you a perfect example. There was a guy who wrote to me, and he threatened my life. He says, you're banned from Chicago, blah, blah, blah. I went to Chicago twice waiting on this clown. Now, here's the gist of it. He wrote to me, you know, every day, threatening, whatever. Big black dude putting gang signs, had gang members that he would send me pictures of and all that. I said, document it. All this will go to the police for when I kill you. I said, there will be a record of why it happened. So he went back and forth, back and forth. I wouldn't hear from him for 2 weeks, and he'd write me a note, hey, sissy, or whatever. And I'd respond back, and I won't tell you what I would say. But it was effectively, when I see you, I've got enough evidence and threats against you that I'm just going to absolutely destroy you. You won't work again, is essentially the way I put it, and I'm cleaning it up for you guys. And you know what happened? He's never written to me again. He used to write to me every single week, minimum twice, telling me how bad he was, how he's going to get his goons on me, and so on. And I told him, you don't understand who you're dealing with. I will find you. I will seek you out one time when I'm in town. And when you least expect it, I'm going to absolutely destroy you. And I'm not even kidding. And it got to the point where I'm telling you, he realized I wasn't kidding. And by the way, for the radio audience and those that are out there going, Kevin, you sound so mean. I don't care what you think. If you're going to threaten me, don't think I'm going to be scared. I got told when we restarted Tea Party Community that it would make the governor of Arizona mad. Even when I say restarted, we kicked off the epicenter here in Arizona, having a big rally in April on tax day. And they were like, oh, it's going to really make the governor mad, and he's got ties to the mafia. I'm like, ask me if I care. Do you think, see, when people go, he's got ties to the mafia, they think to themselves, he's the only one that knows bad people. Well, guess what? I know bad people. And bad people that I know, I mean, believe me, they don't care. If you think that's going to scare, it's not going to scare me. Then they told me if we sue the state over these immigration policies, which we're about to, they said the attorney general is going to come after you. Really? Come after me. Watch what happens to the attorney general. If you come after me, watch what happens to the attorney general. You think that we don't understand what we're dealing with here? You're not going to threaten the people that pay your bills, us. We will collectively get you. It's not just about Kevin Jackson here. I'm one person, but so is the mayor. I mean, the governor. So is the AG. Without their henchmen and minions, what do they accomplish? Well, guess what? We have them. We have a lot more than they do. And I'm going to tell you, this guy tells you exactly what's happening here. If you aren't willing to fight and understand that you got a temporary win, the Mueller thing's a temporary win. If you're not willing to fight for it, I promise you the left will just run. They will steamroll you. And that's where we are right now. These people are amazing. They're globalists. They hate everything that we stand for. And the irony of it is, and I don't want to shift too many gears here because I was going to talk about the situation with Omar and AOC and Farrakhan and all this Jew hatred and stuff like that. But the very people who are promoting this stuff are Jewish. Get this. It's CNN, 76% of the anchors are Jewish. 96 Jewish C-level executives on their board. The president of CNN, Jeff Zucker, Jewish. I mean, it's amazing to me that what we're up against. I mean, we are fighting against people that you think would be with us. And I'm not just talking about from a Jewish point of view. I'm just using that as an example, as the backdrop of what the level of insanity. It's like when I talk to black folks and I say to you, you do realize the party that we vote in the most favor for, you know, mostly for, used to hang us and had set up laws against us. And yeah, but that all changed. Okay. I mean, this is the level of ignorance that we deal with, or the level of crazy that we're dealing with. And I'm just using a couple of examples. And you still think we're in a fair fight. You're not in a fair fight when somebody has taken two groups of people that in no way should be Democrats and have made them practically, I mean, firmly in the Democrat camp. I don't get it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Don't let up. Those are the three words you need to live by. Don't let up. When you're confronted with Democrats on any situation, you need to have the mindset of a warrior that says, you're not going to persuade me in any way, shape, or form. And the reason why you can do that is because you are on the side of righteousness. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. I talk about the good fight. I don't like to fight. I'm a fighter. I'm glad I'm a trained fighter because I probably would have gotten my butt kicked because I got a big mouth. But my big mouth is because I stand on principle and I stand up for anybody. Did you guys see the video of this guy? He's a big black dude and he just pummels this older lady on a bus. And people filmed it. They didn't jump the guy. They filmed it. Let me tell you what I would have done. I would have kicked the crap out of that guy. He'd have gotten off that bus, and I would have said, hey, you need to stop right there, buddy, because now I'm going to pretend that was my grandmother. And now you and I are going to go at it. But people filmed it. Multiple people. And he, and you could tell he sort of looked at me like, what are you, anybody else going to give me some stuff here? Yeah, yeah, I'm your Huckleberry. Because, see, that's standing on principle. I want to believe that that's what we're about, that many of us, whether you think you can win or lose, it's not about that. It's about standing on principle. Maybe it should have been five guys that needed to gang up on him. I don't know. But I'll tell you this, I didn't need four others. I would have gotten off that, told him, I would have told the bus driver, hold the bus here, because I'm about to deal with this situation. Because this, you got to see this old woman. They got him, by the way. They got the guy. And then you have reporters out there, what are you doing hitting on a 68-year-old woman or whatever? And I'm thinking to myself, well, where were these people when it was occurring? What you're watching right now, folks, and I'm not, the metaphor is that Donald Trump is a 68-year-old woman getting beat up by a 30-year-old black dude, big black dude on a bus, because that's exactly what the Democrats have tried to do. The only thing that happened to them was the old lady was pretending to be an old lady, and she turned out to be Superman, and she beat the crap out of the dude herself. But that doesn't mean it's going to stick. Nothing we do sticks. There's a term in marketing to call, it's called making it sticky. So what that means is, if you give out a number, for example, 867-5309, right? If that were your phone number, and you could use that little jingle, it's called sticky. People know it. Now you just got to make them know it's about carpet cleaning, or it's about getting your car detailed. But it's sticky, because it's infused in the brain. Democrats are good at making stuff sticky. They have sold the idea of Russian collusion for 2 years, and it became sticky. But now what happened? It got completely debunked, discombobulated, picked apart, dissected. It is now roadkill, and it's our job to now undo that, to say, oh, now, just think about the marketing potential you have here. What was sticky, in a negative sense, has now been undone, because it's been a lie. And now you can bolster, you can go, oh, how about that Mueller report that turned out to be fake? Fake Mueller report, fake Mueller, fake. And suddenly people have switched it. That is a beautiful marketing concept. You don't have to put a lot of dollars into that. It's an easy flip. And that's what we should be doing. We should be flipping these things. It's so frustrating to me. It's so frustrating to be me. So pretty. I'm just so pretty and so smart. While those are true, what's frustrating to me is that I have so many ideas and I don't have the staff or the money to launch them all. We have to be very focused in what we do, because I can't boil the ocean. So we're targeting education. But let me tell you, there should be a group like me targeting every one of these, but not the Karl Rove's of the world and people like that that don't have a clue what's going on. It should be people like you, clever folks that are out there looking at this stuff and dissecting it, and you understand it. And that's what we should be focused on. The Democrats are afraid of this. They're afraid of it. I told you guys the DEFCON 1, which I think it goes up, that's the biggest one, the nuclear blast are occurring for the Democrats. Because now that Mueller's ended this report, they can now call a special counsel. The minute I don't know who will do it. Maybe AG Barr. I hope he gets enough urging. I hope we get on him and say, you got to call a special counsel. We want to know why we spent tens of millions of dollars on a snipe hunt. We want to know. We want to know how this all got started. And if he does that, that is the end. You want to talk about scrambling? Wait until whoever gets appointed as special counsel, the Democrats are going to try to destroy. I hope it's Ken Starr. He'd be great for it. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying, because he was thorough with Clinton. I'm not hoping for Mueller. I don't trust him. Here's what I want. I want a partisan Republican who does exactly what Mueller did. He picks Republicans and what are y'all looking at? Oh, come on, Kevin, man. We got to make it look fair. See, that's how you think. That's how you think. My producers are, that's what they're saying. Oh, good. There's nothing. The only thing that needs to be fair is we investigate thoroughly. That's what needs to be fair. I don't care about political ideologies. We didn't care about it with the Mueller stuff. I told everybody when they were like, well, he's picking all these Democrats that hate Trump. And I go, let him. He's not guilty. Let him. Stack the deck. Because you know what it set us up to do? To do the same doggone thing. And then you guys, look, you're out there wishy-washy. I know what you were thinking. As soon as I said it, well, Kevin, we shouldn't do what they do. We should... Yeah, shut up. You should do what they do. They gave you permission. Mueller put anti-Trump, pro-Hillary people. The new special counsel should put, I mean, I don't know. I don't care if they're pro-Trump. I don't even care if they're anti-Hillary. But they need to be staunch conservatives that say, we're going to find the truth. That's who he should have on there. Nancy Pelosi fought for months to contain a small but vocal group of Democrats. I'm reading this. I think it's from The Hill. It wanted Trump to be impeached, suggesting she'd rather defeat the president at the polls in 2020. Mueller's findings will likely deflate the impeachment push, at least temporarily. But those agitating for Trump's ouster are vowing to press on, and the release of further details from Mueller report could potentially give them a boost. Okay, good. I hope they really believe that, but let's go for it. Here's what John Lawrence, Pelosi's former chief of staff, wrote Monday in The Hill. House Democrats now have to make a very tough call about how much energy and credibility to pour into the discussion of Mueller Barr decisions, while also weighing the political benefits and liabilities of appearing obsessed with the president's culpability. Too late. They've already let the cat out of the bag. They want to get him at all costs, and they're willing to frame him. And guess what? You understand it. Why? Look, Donald Trump has a 92-93% staunchly Republican approval for a lot of reasons, but part of it is we recognize that they are trying, no matter what, to get him. So when Trump says, I could go burn down the Democrats' headquarters and nobody care. He's right, because I wouldn't care. He deserves to go after the people that are trying to kill him. This is what's going on. These are people trying to ruin not only him and his reputation, that of his family, that of everybody associated with him. I want you to understand the level of that and put yourself in that circumstance. See, this is a good lesson for Republicans to say, get rid of the big picture and ask yourself, what if somebody attacked you? Then they attacked your family. They went after your kids, right? Then they went after everybody associated with you, whether it was through your work. If you own your own business, they went on your management team, to your advisory board, to your board of directors, to your workers, and they said anybody associated with Kevin Jackson is going to get burned. How would you feel about it then? See, it's one thing to attack me. I'm okay with that. I'm cool. You know, I got the skills. It's another thing to go after my family, my boys, right? With Trump, Trump Jr., he's going to get indicted. Ivanka, she's going to get indicted. So you go after his kids. Big no-no. Then you say, just to add insult to injury, you go, not only are we going to do that, we're going to kill people associated with this. This is mafioso, folks. This is mafioso. I'm not just going to get you. I'm going to get your kids, and I'm going to get the kids associated with your kids. I'm going to get people all around you. That's intimidating as heck, if you're easily intimidated. And thankfully, Donald Trump isn't. And thankfully, there are people out there like me that feel identically the same. Look, we all got to die. We all got to die. I would love to die just peacefully. You know, a guy died the other day watching his grandson play baseball. Me and a friend of mine were talking about it, saying, hey, what a way to go. But what about fighting for principle? Is that a way to go?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.